Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Last Boat Out of Shanghai, the epic story of the Chinese who fled Mao's revolution, by Helen Xia. Narrated by Nancy Wu. Running away is one of our nation's characteristics. We are very good at it. The best strategy for getting out of a bad situation is to run away. It may be the only way you can save yourself. If you don't follow this rule, you end up suffering. Two characters, Tao Nan, mean running away from difficulty. When transposed, it is Nan Tao and means difficult to run away. Looking back at those who tried to run away by plane or train or ship, many ended up getting killed in accidents. It was indeed difficult for them to run away. Excerpt translated from Lun Yu, The Analects Fortnightly, China's leading literary magazine, in its special issue on running away, March 16, 1949. A note on names. Anyone who delves into China, its people and history, soon discovers that over the years, there have been an assortment of imperfect methods used to render the non-alphabetic Chinese language into English and other romanized languages. Most systems have been phonetic. That is, words have been transliterated based on the sounds in Chinese. This is problematic since pronunciation of words can vary to the point of their being unrecognizable from one Chinese dialect to the next. My surname, Xia, for example, is a common Chinese name that was transliterated using the system dominant in early 1900s Shanghai and based on its dialect. With different romanization methods and dialects in play, the alphabetic spelling can be H-S-I-E-H, H-S-I-A, S-I-E-H, S-I-E, J-I-E, and more. In today's China, it would be X-I-E, Xie, using pinyin, the official standard in China and widely accepted by most universities around the world, including in the United States. During the period covered by this book, from the 1920s to the 1960s, various romanization systems have been in use. Furthermore, places were often renamed by the latest political or military organization in command of the oft-changing landscape. As many other authors have done, I use the most familiar names for key historic figures, particularly if their names in pinyin may confuse readers unversed in the nuances of romanization. Thus, Chiang Kai-shek, Song Meiling, and T.V. Song appear in this book, not Jiang Jieshi, Song Meiling, or Song Ziwen, as they are in pinyin. However, I defer to pinyin where the names will not confound the reader, as with Mao Zedong and Zhou Enlai. Similarly, I rely on the present-day place names Guangzhou, Suzhou, Chongqing, and Taiwan, rather than Canton, Suzhou, Chongqing, and Formosa. For street names, I use the name as known by the book's characters, for example, Avenue Joffre and Jessfield Road, not the current Huaihai Lu and Wanhangdu Lu. However, to make those former street names relevant to present-day Shanghai, I've placed an endnote with the current name on the first reference to each. I also refer to Chiang Kai-shek's government as nationalists, which is how they were commonly known in English, rather than Kuomintang in the Wade Giles system, or Guomindang in pinyin. Finally, some words appear that are peculiar to Shanghai. Expatriates called themselves Shanghailanders, a term applied only to the city's foreign residents, whereas Shanghainese refers only to its Chinese residents, a distinction that would be well appreciated if one were transported alongside the characters of this book. Prologue. Shanghai, May 4th, 1949. Bing sat straight up in the pedicab, gripping the hard seat as the driver cursed and spat.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?